The British monarchy. Monarchy is the oldest form of government in the United Kingdom. In a monarchy, a king or queen is head of state. The British monarchy is known as a constitutional monarchy. This means that, while the sovereign is head of state, the ability to make and pass legislation resides with an elected parliament. Although the British sovereign no longer has a political or executive role, he or she continues to play an important part in the life of the nation. As head of state, the monarch undertakes constitutional and representational duties, which have developed over 1,000 years of history. In addition to these state duties, the monarch has a less formal role as head of nation. The sovereign acts as a focus for national identity, unity, and pride, gives a sense of stability and continuity. In all these roles, the sovereign is supported by members of their immediate family. The Queen is head of state in the United Kingdom. As a constitutional monarch, Her Majesty does not rule the country, but fulfills important ceremonial and formal roles with respect to government. She is also Fount of Justice, head of the armed forces, and has important relationships with the Churches of England and Scotland. The Queen is the head of state in the UK and is the Queen of 16 of the 53 member states in the Commonwealth of Nations, namely Antigua and Bermuda, Australia, the Bahamas, Belize, Canada, Grenada, Jamaica, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Solomon Islands, Tuvalu, the United Kingdom. She is also the head of the Commonwealth and the Supreme Governor of the Church of England. The elder daughter of King George VI and Queen Elizabeth was born in 1926 and became Queen at the age of 25. She has reigned through more than six decades of enormous social change and development, and in 2015 she became the longest-reigning British monarch. The Queen is married to Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, and has four children. The Queen has many different duties to perform every day. Some are public duties, such as ceremonies, receptions, and visits within the United Kingdom or abroad. Other duties are carried out away from the cameras, but they are no less important. These include reading letters from the public, official papers and briefing notes, audiences with political ministers or ambassadors, and meetings with her private secretaries to discuss daily business and her future diary plans. Every day, red boxes are delivered to the Queen's desk, full of documents and reports from the government ministers and Commonwealth officials. They must be read and, if necessary, signed by the Queen. As head of state, the Queen goes on official state visits abroad. She also invites other world leaders to come to the United Kingdom. The Queen is also the head of the armed forces, and she is the only person who can declare when the country is at war when war is over, although she must take advice from her government first. As the head of the Church of England, a position that all British monarchs have held since it was founded by Henry VIII in 1530, she appoints archbishops and bishops on the advice of the Prime Minister. The spiritual leader of the Church of England is the Archbishop of Canterbury.